was the who's that? Todd Barry. Funniest bit ever. How he's like, I genuinely like going to Thailand, but now that I'm a 40-year-old man, I can't go. Explaining like, oh, I'm just going to Thailand. People are like, are you? He's like, no, I just fucking okay. That's basically the Lolita Express. Like, Thai Air is the Lolita Express.
Damn. Think of getting on that plane. Just shoulder to shoulder with big boys.
Just boners,
fat
dude.
Boys bumping into each other, little creeps, little weird creeps.
Oh, my God, dude.
That's like, you know how they made Soul Plane for black people? Oh. They should make a Thailand plane for fucking pedophiles.
Just for perverts.
For perverts and pedophiles. That's a sick movie. They had like Snoop flying the Soul Plane. You could get like Jared from Subway.
Oh my God.
You get all the like classic perverts on one plane.
They should get like a Con Air situation.
True.
To where it's like they're like all tied up in the back and the plane breaks over Thailand and they all like, fucking Jared's like Nick Cage in the back. He comes out. He's like, let's fuck these kids.
We gotta fuck these kids.
You can't stop me from fucking
these. Damn, that's Con Air with nothing but pedophiles. This is so funny. They crash land in Thailand in the jungle, dude.
It's like perfect. One of them's like reformed, is trying not to fuck kids. Yeah.
Who do you think that would be? You think Jared? I don't think Jared.
Nah, Jared was going hard in the paint.
I think Sandusky is probably changed his ways.
Sandusky's like Hannibal Lecter, dude. He's fucking. He has a mask.
Sandusky's definitely in the cage with the mask.
Yeah, dude. It's not Jared. I'm trying to think.
I think it might be Cosby.
Louis, bro.
Louis. Wait, Louis on pervert plane?
They lumped him into fucking like Epstein and all that.
Oh, Louis definitely Nicolas Cage in there. True. Yo, very similar.
He's the guy, he's like, he was just a good man that got caught up in bad
circumstances. He got like a bar fight and killed a guy. That's what got him on the plane.
Yeah, dude.
Just like a complete, could have happened to anybody.
Could have happened to anybody.
Now he's on here with some real perverts and he's got to take them down, dude. Yeah. Who's Cyrus the Virus? Who's the virus, dude?
I'm trying to think of all the good pervs in the...
Hannibal Lecter is definitely
Sandusky.
Sandusky is like number one on the pedophiles.
Jared is definitely like the Joker. He's definitely the guy like fooling around, laughing, chumming around. Who's Cyrus the
His
virus?
Boy, Louis's boy, has got to be Cosby. I mean, Cosby did the crime. Yeah, but Cosby's crime, I fucking support Cosby.
CeeLo got lumped into that too.
Cosby was at a time where in the 70s you could roofie chicks.
That was that was like
it was legal.
It was.
It was culturally legal.
You could in the 70s come home and be like, I slipped a little something in there to loosen her up. People would have been like, yeah.
Yeah, nice, man. What'd you give her? I roofied her. I raped her. Sick. That's great, man. That's groovy.
Sometimes, yeah, dude. That's sometimes far you got to flip them a quaalude, dude. Yeah, that's definitely two guys in jean jackets with long sideburns. Like, hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, far and out, man.
He carried the party into the,
kept the party going too
long. He just got aged out of rape.
Yeah.
You know,
I thought he should have been grandfathered into those rapes.
You think so?
Yeah.
They should have gave him a pass.
They should have been like, all right, man, no more.
Yeah, well, that was Louis' thing. Sarah Silverman was saying on Stern, like, they were saying, like, she was like, me and, like, Louis would jerk off for me all the time. And then if I was like, he'd be like, can I jerk off? Sometimes I'd be like, it will stop. Or I'd be like, yeah, do it. She's like, but our day-to-day was like, we would get naked and throw our clothes off a balcony and, like, ride an elevator down, like, go get our clothes, put them on, go to the top, get naked. Like, we were just like, we were being like freaks.
Yeah.
So a lot of the older stuff was like,
which actually really sucks.
They were like being like bohemian freaks, and then
yeah, that sucks.
Louis again, he was like, yeah, aren't we cool artists? And these two girls were like, yeah, we'll watch you do it. And they instantly went to the newspaper and were like, Louis C.K. jerking off for us, please advance our career. Apparently,
what a nasty thing you just said.
Well, apparently,
what a nasty thing you just said.
According to Silverman, she was saying that she heard that those girls would tell that story at parties as like a funny thing that happened for a while. And then all of a sudden, the climate started, you know, the fog started settling in. They were like, you think we could get our stupid fucking comedy duo some heat? They were like, yeah, dude, fucking do it.
I wish you and me could get our stupid comedy duo some heat.
We need it.
Any of you guys want to break in here and rape us, let us know. We need some help, man. Our careers.
Not even that. Just, like, make us sexually uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, that was, very inappropriate, and I apologize for my
what
that comment I just made.
What, break in and rape us?
Yeah, dude. Should have made that joke.
You shouldn't have, dude.
I'm starting out. I'm having a blossoming career right now. And last thing I need is
to get broken
some
in.
Fucking pussy from the Philly comedy scene going through our podcast and
stringing
together a
highlight
reel.
We're getting pussy audited for sure, dude. Yeah. You know we're getting
I'm going to get audited hard probably
the
in the next year.
Comedy pussy NSA is definitely like, man.
Yeah, they listen to every episode.
We know.
Here's one. Yeah, we hear the echo, dude. We hear the echo on the phone calls. We know you're listening, you fucking snake pussies. Just be funny.